The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show. Hey! Shad Olson Show.
The Kremlin wants to portray NATO enlargement as an imperial project aimed at destabilizing Russia. Nothing is further from the truth. NATO is a defensive alliance. It has never sought the demise of Russia. In the lead up to the current crisis, the United States and NATO worked for months to engage Russia to avert war.
That's President Biden just moments ago defending the NATO alliance in his Warsaw speech. That after a summit with NATO leaders as well. But Ukrainian officials say that so far they are unsatisfied with NATO's aid. They are calling on the West to send much more, including those MiGs from Poland and other Eastern European countries, about 70 MiGs. That the Ukrainian pilots can fly, but those MiGs so far being denied them. Rebecca Grant, national security and military expert, joins us, president of IRIS Independent Research and a Fox News contributor. Rebecca, we heard a very soaring speech, a ringing defense of democracy, the values that we hold dear against totalitarianism. He called Vladimir Putin a criminal. So there were very lofty ideals expressed, as well as the defense of NATO and NATO territory.
The Shad Olson Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if it is not obvious already, it should have become very obvious to you that Fox News is absolutely out to lunch. They've flipped entirely in the direction of the neoconservatives, the war-hawking fools and idiots that would be more than happy to get us into a shooting war with Russia. And, of course, where that ultimately leads, and that is DEFCON 1 and global thermonuclear war with the nation state of Russia. Yeah, you have Joe Biden, I have to think that behind closed doors, there is abject and absolute panic in the deep state cabal as they watch Joe Biden literally out and about spilling the beans on what it is that their actual plot and their actual intention is regarding this Russian and Ukrainian conflict. First, in that absolutely revelatory moment. He's addressing the troops, American troops stationed in the nation of Poland. And by the way, eating their pizza before everybody has been served. Yeah, it's customary for the commanding officer to eat last, and wait until everybody has a plate full of food in the mess hall before partaking of the food. Joe Biden, as soon as he gets his plate. I don't know if you've seen this clip or not. As soon as he gets his plate, he just bites into his pizza, and you can see on the faces of the enlisted personnel that are sitting around him there in the mess hall in Poland, just absolute shock and dismay and ridicule that's on their faces, because he doesn't even understand just some of the basic protocol in the military. But that's expected, and it certainly is a side. Joe Biden told the troops, well, you know, when you're there, meaning in Ukraine, when you're there, you're going to see these common folk who are helping to fight and helping to defend the nation of Ukraine. When you're there, And it was seized on by Tucker Carlson and other commentators immediately. Should have been an immediate tell that, well, at some point they plan on the insertion and the deployment of American forces to forward positions inside the Ukrainian battle theater. And that, of course, means war with Russia. So we transition fully from a proxy war and a material supply war and a war where the United States may or may not be helping to add offensive weapons to the Ukrainian cache, and possibly they're going to bring in these Polish MiGs so they can fly around. We utterly advanced now and transitioned into this war, and it becomes obvious, as it was from the outset, they want a war between the United States and Russia. And today comes the what I told you 3 weeks ago. I said this has always been about regime change against Vladimir Putin. That's the reason that Vladimir Putin preempted and went ahead and invaded Ukraine. He feels he needs a buffer on the Western Russian frontier. That's the reason that he's doing this. Had the decades of antagonism and provocateuring by NATO forces along the Ukrainian-Russian border. And so Vladimir Putin understands he needs to do something because the West is coming after him the same way they came after Gaddafi, the same way they came after Saddam Hussein, the same way they came after Bashar Assad, the same way they came against Mohamed Morsi in the Arab Spring. This is a regime change moment for the deep state. The cabal wants Vladimir Putin out of the way because he simply will not play ball with the International Monetary Fund. Everybody forgets. Back to 2014, Ukrainian coup, quote unquote, was an installation. Viktor Yanukovych, the president at the moment of the revolution in Ukraine, repeatedly said no to the IMF. Repeatedly said, I don't need your money. We don't want your money. We don't want to be indebted to you because we know that means the end of any kind of authentic democratic process in Ukraine. And we don't want you to control our country, no matter how much money you give us. $30 billion in IMF loan guarantees were on the table for the nation of Ukraine. Viktor Yanukovych, president of Ukraine at the moment, said, no, I don't want those. He said it for the final time in 2014. And what did they do? The George Soros revolutionaries took to the streets, began destroying the nation, and ultimately Yanukovych was deposed. He's since been imprisoned, and this darling of the media, Vladimir Zelensky, is now president of Ukraine, idiot Nazi that he is, and the entire world of SJW stooges is now in love with Vladimir Zelensky, Nazi that he is. These idiots that spent 6 years calling every single Trump supporter and Republican of any stripe Nazis are now in love with the nation of Ukraine and their Azov battalion and Svoboda Ukraine. These openly Nazi organizations, not just neo-Nazis, they actually still love Hitler and the Third Reich. Let's be very clear about this. It's not just neo-Nazis. It's not a brand new version of Nazism. It's folks that still love and admire everything that Adolf Hitler did in the World War II era. And they make up a not insignificant portion of the electorate in the nation of Ukraine, and the SJW idiots are just, they're so ignorant and so stupefied, they don't even realize they're cheering for a Nazi nation. So Vladimir Putin says, I'm going in, we're going to demilitarize you, we're going to denazify you. If Antifa had any sense of geopolitics or any understanding of what's actually happening in this moment, they would have been cheering loudly for Vladimir Putin to go into Ukraine and take out the Nazis. You actually against fascism? Are you actually anti-fascist? You'd understand you're not going to be cheering for Ukraine in the same breath because they are fascist. And they're filled with Nazis, and they are previously a portion of Russia. They were the seat of Russian national power for over two centuries. If you go back through your history, you understand these things and know it. But don't ever confuse a millennial dunce cap with some kind of historical context. Didn't happen 5 minutes ago. Even 5 minutes ago. They studies show that the smartphone has given, by and large, the population attention span shorter than a goldfish in this present moment. So forget about 5 minutes. Even 8 seconds is too long an attention span for the average millennial dunce cap. But all of that aside, the objective, as I told you from the very beginning, and indeed since I told you since 2018, the objective here is to get Vladimir Putin out of the way of the New World Order and one world government. Joe Biden said it. There's no question about it. They're desperately trying to walk back this comment now, because here you have Joe Biden in Warsaw, Poland, talking about how they're going to regime change the nation of Russia. As if the NKVD isn't listening, and as if they don't have people very close by that might have something to say to Joe Biden about his calls to commit a war crime, even as he's in the nation of, or on the continent of Europe. You have that queued up. Let's play the comments that are now being swiftly erased down the memory hole, and that are being walked back by doddering idiot in his third diaper of the day, Joe Biden.
Do you think it is a larger strategic failure? And do you think in that speech that the president was calling for a regime change, basically signaling the Russians and the oligarchs to push Putin out?
Yes, Russia is failing, and a defeat of the Russian military in Ukraine can make Europe safer for generations. But Eric, you're right. That was a stunning remark by Biden. He said, for God's sakes, Putin must not remain. I think that's unprecedented in U.S.-Russian diplomatic history.
Yeah,
that puts U.S.-Russia relations.
Stop it just a minute. Yes, it's unprecedented because it brings us to the brink of nuclear war, and these idiots... The deep state, obviously, they've wanted war with Vladimir Putin. They want to get rid of Vladimir Putin, and they've wanted a regime change in Russia since during the Syrian conflict, when they were using the Bashar Assad, the attempted coup of Bashar Assad in Syria, and the installation or the attempted installation of a no-fly zone there as an opportunity to go to war with Russia. Hillary Clinton begged for it on the campaign trail in the spring and summer of 2016. Are our memories so short, it is so obvious? They want Vladimir Putin out of control in Russia because he's a nationalist. He won't play ball with the International Monetary Fund, and they need him gone in order to achieve their objectives of a one-world government, one-world banking sector, and the ability to dictate the financial terms of the entire planet under their global credit score and cashless society, and everything that we know is coming and has been so clearly revealed as part of the COVID-19 tyranny. These idiots are going to burn the world, and there's only two explanations. They're either doing it intentionally because they hate you and your family and they want to depopulate the planet, or they're so stupid that we've transcended to a point when national leaders don't even understand geopolitical relations and cause and effect. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Chad Olson Show. Deep freeze. It was a huge and stunning revelation. Absolutely, he did call for regime change. Let's see if the State Department or White House tries to walk that back later or not.
The Chad Olson Show.
Repeat after me. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is the most loving, compassionate, and enlightened man in the history of the world. All his plans should be embraced by the planet. Those who resist will be eliminated. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. Mm-hmm. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
So you heard some members of the crowd booing there, and this was at a pro-Trump event. And look, we've seen this at Trump rallies before where his supporters are booing the fact that he is getting a booster or vaccinated.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got... No, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms.
Well, hopefully his supporters let it sink in and go get boosted or go get that first vaccine now that they know.
They were booing him, which just doesn't make any sense.
President Trump is very proud that his administration developed that vaccine. That's the bottom line on it.
Well, look, and I think they should be.
The Orange County Coroner's Office is investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine.
We're increasingly hearing about fully vaccinated people infected with COVID.
Did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too.
Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
I recommend taking the vaccines.
Take the vaccines.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
This is the SOS Radio Network.
SOS.